With his breakout films The Living End and The Doom Generation in the early 90s and Mysterious Skin in 2005, director Greg Araki became a leading figure in gay independent cinema. His new comedy, Kaboom, features college students with a somewhat fluid sexuality. Kaboom is now playing in New York and L.A. and also is available as a pay-per-view feature on IFC On Demand. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Kaboom is a freewheeling sex comedy with the punch of a graphic novel and a glow that's positively unearthly. The reds, blues, and violets are radiant, verging on radioactive, while the buildings on the college campus where it's set loom like giant spaceships against the night sky. The sex, of which there's a lot, is central to how writer-director Greg Araki's characters orient themselves to the world. That's orient in all senses. 18-year-old Smith, played by Thomas Dekker, declares his sexual orientation to be, quote, undeclared. He leans gay, but when women throw themselves at him, he's magically open, eager for new discoveries. He's a gorgeous, dreamy-eyed young man with a super-hot blonde lesbian best friend, Stella, played by Haley Bennett, who's hilariously blasé and wears short shorts with clear plastic thigh-high boots. And when they sit on the grass and share notes on their lovers, their platonic vibe is hot, hot, hot. With all its eye candy and over-the-top innuendo, Kaboom is borderline camp. But I'm happy to say that it never spills over. For starters, camp was created to satirize so-called heterosexual normalcy, whereas what's normal here is fluid, undeclared. The movie doesn't have any straights to parody. The characters' emotions are pure, their libidos purer. Smith can barely contain himself around his shaggy blonde roommate, whose name is Thor, and he's equally smitten by Thor's friend, Rex. But he's also drawn to a madcap British femme called London, played by Juno Temple, first seen in a red cone hat and fluffy lavender shawl. She summons Rex to their cafeteria table while Smith cringes in embarrassment.
Hey.
Rex, this is my friend London. London, Rex.
You look lonesome. You want some company?
Sure, thanks.
We were just talking about sex.
She's kidding.
So, Rex, you ever heard of the Kinsey scale?
Huh?
It's a rating system for sexual orientation, with zero being totally hetero and 6 100% gay. Smith here is probably a 3 or 4, while I'm more like 1.5.
Why don't we talk about something else?
Kinsey discovered that only 5 to 10% of the population are a 6 or a 0. What do you think your number is?
0, I guess.
Boring.
Dr. Kinsey would have a stroke watching Kaboom, but I bet he'd die happy. Yet that title is meant to suggest both orgasm and apocalypse. From the start of the film, there's an aura of dread. Smith is having bizarre and ominous dreams about what will happen on his 19th birthday. And while he's falling in and out of beds, he's stalked by men in masks of tigers and apes. Did he witness the murder of a red-haired woman, or was it a hallucination? It's gradually clear that the world awaiting the young and sexually liberated isn't so pretty. With Kaboom, Greg Araki has outdone himself, which is saying a lot. From the early 90s and his satirical AIDS fantasia, The Living End, he's turned pop culture inside out to explore his generation's collective unconscious. In his 2005 Mysterious Skin, he burrowed into the heads of child sex abuse victims, into their mystical visions and horror of their bodies. Then he turned around and made the stoner comedy Smiley Face, which shouldn't have bombed. I liked its uninhibited silliness and loved Anna Faris as the unemployed actress who accidentally eats a batch of pot cupcakes and drops the last surviving original manuscript of the Communist Manifesto from a Ferris wheel. Smiley Face's loony cartoon style clearly loosened Araki up, and the mixture of tones and Kaboom is exhilarating, part Blake Edwards, part David Lynch. As Smith explores his sexuality, the Lynch-like riddles of his childhood return with a vengeance. He tries to get answers from his highly sexed mom, played by Kelly Lynch, about the dad he was told died in a car accident. Somehow, because of what happened before Smith was born, the fate of the world now hangs by a thread. I suspect that, on some crazy level, today's college freshmen, with their adventurous, unfettered sexuality and end-of-civilization anxieties, will be able to relate. Kaboom could be their anthem.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hersfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.